This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. When President Obama delivers his final State of the Union address tonight, Ahmed Alkaloff will be in the audience. Ahmed is 10 years old, and Capitol Hill is a long way from home. He's originally from Syria. He and his mother, father, and seven siblings lived in a village outside Aleppo. His father used to build houses there. A couple of years ago, their home was bombed, so the family had to flee to a refugee camp. Then, after a few months, Syrian government forces dropped a bomb over their tent. Three of his siblings were killed, and Ahmed lost both arms. What transpired after that is the stuff of dreams. Ahmed and his dad got a medical visa and moved to Sharon, Massachusetts 6 months ago. In November, Ahmed wrote a letter to President Obama to ask him to help other children still left in Syria. That letter came to the attention of Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, and he is the reason that tonight, when the president speaks, Ahmed will be there, along with his father and Nadia Alawa. Nadia Alawa is the founder of the group New Day Syria, based in New Hampshire. They're all going to be guests of Congressman Moulton. This afternoon, we had the chance to speak to the congressman, Ahmed, and Nadia, who interprets for Ahmed, when they came to his studio in Capitol Hill. First, we spoke to Ahmed. Ahmed, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Thank you, and hello. Ahmed, you are in Washington, D.C. I want to find out first what the most fun thing is that you've done since you got there.
هلا وانت شيد هلا على واشنطن دي سي اليوم شو هي احلى شيء اللي انت سويت له هلا
شفت المتحف كتير عجبني كتير حلو
I went to the Air and Space Museum and it was really awesome I really liked the airplanes there they was very cool and I was wishing my mother and my siblings could be there
Well your mother and siblings we know are in Turkey right now four siblings four brothers and sisters you wrote a letter to President Obama this past November You told him what happened to you. What did you most want President Obama to know about you?
I wrote to Mr. President Obama that I can't wait to see my mother and my siblings so that I can play together with them. My three siblings died. My grandparent and two other relatives were killed. And then I was taken to a hospital and I didn't see my father for several days.
And you were taken to the hospital because you were severely wounded in this attack by the Syrian regime. You lost both your arms. I wonder if you can tell us, I guess right now, how you're feeling.
I was thinking that if I get really sad or if I get really angry, it's not going to bring back my siblings. It's not going to bring back my arms. So I decided to be happy.
And I'm guessing it makes you happy to be there right now. I want to turn to you, Congressman, in just a second. But first, once again, Ahmed, what do you expect to see tonight? What do you think it's going to be like to see the president speaking?
Well, I'm obviously very happy and very excited about being there. I also hope that he'll pay attention and that we can help all the other Syrian children that need help, that have lost their arms and other limbs and that are hurting. I want everybody to know that we should help the starving children inside Syria.
Congressman Moulton, Ahmed and his father are not going to be the only Muslim guests at the State of the Union speech. What do you want their message to be tonight? What is your intent in inviting them?
I think it's important that we put a human face on the refugee crisis in Syria. You know, we've talked about it so much with often quite terrible rhetoric in the presidential campaign and other places. But at the end of the day, these are real people, people like Ahmed, someone who lost his arms in a tragic airstrike and yet isn't just thinking about himself. He's thinking about his fellow Syrians, his siblings, the other people who are suffering every day under ISIS and the regime. America is in a position to help. We shouldn't turn our backs.
And, of course, the question on the other side of that is, are we letting in to this country people who we might at one point regret letting in because if they have violent intent?
Well, look, these are fair questions, and I'm asking those questions myself here in Congress to make sure that we have the strictest screening possible. But we right now have the strictest vetting process for any traveler to the United States in the refugee acceptance program. So people like Ahmed have to go through security screening even though he's just a young kid.
Ahmed, you talk in the letter that you wrote to President Obama about your dreams. Can you tell us what your dreams are?
I would be
I really want new arms, and I want to become independent and have my life continue in a very positive manner. And I also really want the war in Syria to stop so that we can stop hurting children and that we can stop having people hurt, people who get hurt that nobody even know about.
And you say that you also, along with your thoughts about Syria and the people who are still there, you want new arms. We know that you've been spending a lot of time at Children's Hospital in Boston. What are the doctors doing for you there? And if you want to answer in English, that would be great.
Yeah, Ahmed actually understands quite a bit of English.
I figured he did.
He's nodding his head. So Ahmed, could you talk a little bit about what's happening at the hospitals and what the doctors are like? Maybe a little bit in English. Are they nice? Are they helpful?
Yeah, nice.
They're very nice.
Yeah, very.
Have they talked about your arms and what are they going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're so happy.
You would be, and they make you so happy.
Yeah.
Well, we're very proud to have you in Massachusetts. We're very proud of our hospitals and our doctors, and
yeah,
we're proud that you came here.
Me too.
What do you want to do when you grow up? You told me a little bit about this earlier.
I'll go doctor.
You'd like to be a doctor?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be a doctor, Ahmed?
And we help people.
Like the doctors who are helping you?
Yeah.
Ahmed, are the doctors planning on giving you new arms?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They are. They're planning on giving you new arms.
Yeah, Ahmed has entered the double arm transplant program. And the doctors there, they absolutely think that he's a perfect candidate for double arm transplant here in Boston. So that's very exciting and will give Ahmed a whole new future.
Oh, my gosh. So a transplant, not just the prosthetic.
We are going in all directions, bionic arms, mechanic arms, while we wait for the double arm transplant, which obviously has a lot of risks involved. And it's also one of the reasons why being reunited with his family is very imperative.
You know, what's your idea once you get arms, either a bionic arm or arm transplant? What do you want to do?
I mean, I can play, I can help myself, I can go to the bathroom, I can become independent. Now I can't do anything on my own. I have to rely on somebody else.
And Ahmed, you said you want to study to be a doctor here, is that right?
Yeah.
And then where do you want to practice medicine? Where do you want to be a doctor? In America or back in Syria?
No, America.
In America?
Back in Syria, North India and Syria. Everything die.
Everything's dying in Syria.
Yeah,
right,
everything
now
is broken.
Everything
it's
is broken.
Sad place.
Yeah, Syria is right now broken and everybody is hurting and there's nobody there to help them here. People are helping me and I want to help others.
Well, thank you all. Shukran. Shukran Zef. Thank you so much. Good luck. Have a wonderful time tonight. Congressman
thank
Seth
you.
Moulton, thank you.
So
and
much.
Nadia Lawa, founder of New Day Syria, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.